From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Time for a look at this morning's top stories. In an amazing turn of events, a husband and wife from Palo Alto were found alive after they were missing for more than a week in Marin County. Searchers yesterday found Carol Kaparski and Ian Irwin in what had become a recovery mission. The two were rescued from rough terrain in the Inverness area, not far from their rental cottage. They could be released from Marin General Hospital as soon as today. Nevada caucus results are slow to roll in, but it appears that Bernie Sanders has won the latest contest handily in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Polls show that Joe Biden is the favorite in the next vote in South Carolina. That's this coming Saturday. Then 9 days from now is Super Tuesday, which includes primaries in California and several other states. San Jose police are investigating a fatal accident in the city's Midtown area. It happened about 7 o'clock yesterday evening at San Carlos and Brooklyn Avenue. Police say a car struck two pedestrians in a crosswalk. Both were rushed to the hospital where the woman died. A man is being treated for life-threatening injuries. Investigators say the driver remained at the scene and is cooperating with police. A Napa County man is accused of trying to burn down his ex-girlfriend's house. He's now in custody this morning. Firefighters were called to a home at Vallejo, just north of Marine World Parkway, early Saturday morning. They say that the garage had been set on fire as a woman and her mother were asleep inside that house. 29-year-old Neil Coates is suspected of starting that fire. He was arrested after he came back to the home and assaulted one of those victims, his ex-girlfriend. And a scary story out of Fairfield. Police there arrested this man for attempted murder. Officers say Jacob Travis broke into his ex-girlfriend's apartment and started a fight with someone inside, stabbing them multiple times. The victim was taken to a hospital with wounds to the back of his head, his neck, and his back. Police say he is expected to survive. Hillsborough police are investigating a string of home burglaries. Two homes were burglarized on Mountainwood Lane and Farm Lane between 7 and 10:30 on Friday. A third home was broken into sometime between Friday and Saturday afternoon on Tournament Drive. In all of the cases, the residents were not home at the time. Police say the burglars broke in by shattering a sliding glass door or a first floor window. Police believe that all three of those crimes are connected. It's been a year since Kyra Sunshine Scarlett was killed in a landslide at San Francisco's Fort Funston. And on Saturday, her family held a memorial at the place of her death. Kyra's family says the memorial wasn't just about healing. It was also to thank those who tried to save her. San Francisco fire officials met her parents for the first time yesterday.
Thank you so much.
Making sure we express that appreciation for the first responders.
Kyra's family and friends says the best way to honor her is to stay positive and keep her memory alive. We're following a deadly bus crash north of San Diego. Yesterday, the rollover killed three people and left almost 20 others hurt. This happened on I-15 freeway, about an hour north of San Diego. Fire officials say they rushed 18 people in total to the hospital. Three were found dead at the scene. Rescuers were forced to secure the bus before they could extract the wounded. It's unclear if the raining weather yesterday contributed to the accident. There were no seatbelts on that bus. New developments on the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant. We've learned that the pilot of that helicopter violated a flight safety rule in 2015. According to the FAA, the pilot was denied clearance through LAX airspace because of reduced visibility, but he flew through the airspace anyway. He later admitted his error. The pilot, as well as Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and six others were killed last month after their helicopter crashed into an LA hillside in cloudy weather. More problems from Boeing this morning. The company confirms that it found debris left by mechanics in the fuel tanks of some 737 MAX jets. The debris was found in 35 out of 50 jets that were inspected. Those are among the 400 737 MAX built in the past year that Boeing hasn't been able to deliver to airline customers. The 737 MAX was grounded after two crashes killed nearly 350 people. And now the latest on the coronavirus outbreak, which has been linked to more than 2,400 deaths and more than 78,000 cases worldwide. Now, health officials in Japan say at least 23 passengers from a cruise ship were not retested for coronavirus before they left the ship. About 170 evacuees on the ship are currently under quarantine at Travis Air Force Base in Fairfield. A UC Davis vet is back from Australia, where she helped dozens of animals injured during the country's devastating bushfires. Jamie Patton and her husband were part of a U.S. team that spent 2 weeks crossing the outback to care for kangaroos, wombats, and koalas. Now, some required just a simple exam. Others needed major surgery. Peyton is uniquely qualified to help. She pioneered the technique of treating animal burns with tilapia skin. She says that it offers pain control and protection.
The tilapia skin is made of collagen, similar to our collagen as people. And the collagen will act like a jungle gym for the cells to sort of grab on and move across.
The couple says they were inspired to give back because of their own experience with wildfires. They've been evacuated 6 times in recent years due to fires near their own home. Now for a revealing view from space. These side-by-side photos of the ice cap in Antarctica were taken just 9 days apart. They show the dramatic effect of a week-long heat wave at the South Pole. NASA says the quick warm spell caused widespread melting, not just here on Eagle Island, but on nearby glaciers.
All right, the warm-up in store. If you look at the 7-day forecast for next week, from Tuesday through Friday, those are all upper 70-degree days, getting close to 80, in fact, for inland locations for much of next week. And then in and around the bay, while not that warm, still warm enough to be 10 degrees above average, low 70s and plenty of sunshine. The only thing about Sunday is it's going to be a bit breezy and chilly out there again, much like it was yesterday. If you're in and around the immediate bay, there's a gust of 22 miles an hour coming in over the city and the peninsula right now, and that's getting over to the East Bay. Plenty of clouds out there now, but we'll see more sunshine today than we did yesterday.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley is next here on KPIX 5.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.